The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Gardaí investigating the murder of Jojo Dollard are to resume searching lands along the Wicklow-Kildare border today. The 21-year-old went missing 29 years ago as she was on her way back to Kilkenny from Dublin. A 55-year-old man arrested on suspicion of murder remains in Gardaí custody. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí are for a second day today searching lands in Ballyhook Grange Conn in County Wicklow as part of the murder investigation into the disappearance of Jojo Dollard. The 21-year-old who was hitchhiking home to Kilkenny on the 9th of November 1995 took a lift from a car at Moon and hasn't been seen since. The missing persons investigation was upgraded to murder 4 years ago. The 55-year-old man arrested yesterday morning on suspicion of murder remains in Gardaí custody. His period of detention has been extended twice, for 6 hours by a superintendent and last night for an additional 12 hours by a chief superintendent to allow Gardaí time to put all evidence gathered to him. The suspect, whom Gardaí believe had some contact with Jojo Dollard on the night she disappeared, must be charged or released later today. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, County Wicklow.
Campaigning in the general election continues today, with the Green Party set to publish its manifesto. Fine Gael leader Simon Harris will meet farmers in the Midlands, where he will outline the party's position on inheritance tax. Sinn Féin will launch the party's affordable housing policy. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Fine Gael is proposing significant changes to inheritance tax, following on from changes in the budget recently. It is expected the party will increase tax-free inheritance thresholds to €500,000 for children, €75,000 for siblings and €50,000 for others. Meanwhile, the Greens are pledging to invest an additional €10 billion to speed up the delivery of major public transport projects if returned to government. The party say they would use €7 billion of the Apple tax money and €3 billion from other sources to ensure the work begins on projects such as Metrolink, the Lewis Extension and rail projects in Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford. While Labour will today outline how it would use the windfall funds from the Apple tax case. The party would direct €7 billion towards housing, including €6 billion to set up a state construction company.
Delegates at the COP29 climate gathering in Azerbaijan have approved new standards for a global carbon market, a key component of the Paris Agreement, aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. World leaders will today address delegates at the climate conference. However, because of the general election, the Taoiseach will not travel to the talks to lay out the Irish position. Instead, it will be left to Environment Minister Eamon Ryan to deliver the Irish address later this week. From Baku, our environment correspondent George Lee.
Day two of the COP29 climate talks in Baku, and the focus shifts to world leaders and what they will say when they start taking turns this afternoon to lay out their national perspectives on climate action, climate finance and what they want these climate negotiations to achieve. The Azerbaijani COP29 presidency claimed a breakthrough late yesterday after a consensus was reached about standards for the creation of carbon credits. The idea behind carbon credit markets is that countries who fail to cut greenhouse gas emissions sufficiently could, for example, pay another country or a body to protect endangered forestry or to grow new forests that would suck carbon out of the atmosphere on their behalf. The COP29 presidency said that setting the standards for what can legitimately be bought and sold for this purpose will enable climate action by increasing the demand for carbon credits and ensuring that the international carbon markets could operate with integrity. George Lee, RTE News at COP29 in Baku.
A man in his 40s is due in court later today, charged in connection with a fatal hit and run in which a 16-year-old boy died at the weekend. The incident happened in Robertstown, County Kildare, in the early hours of last Sunday morning. The Criminal Assets Bureau has put Daniel Kinahan's Dublin home up for sale with an asking price of over €500,000. It's the first property that has been seized from Daniel Kinahan after it was found to be the proceeds of drug trafficking. Kinahan did not contest the case. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex Underfloor Heating. Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will gradually clear most areas this morning, dry overall with spells of sunshine, but staying cloudier further west, with fog lingering across parts of the Midlands. Highest temperatures 7 to 12 degrees and a light variable breeze.